Music is available many places outdoors in the summertime. Those include Mount Shasta, where a series of free summer concerts fills the air at Shasta's Park on Sundays through the summer. Yes, the concerts are free, but there are also benefits. Let's find out how. John Friesen is the founder of the Mount Shasta Summer Concert Series and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Hi, John.
Good morning.
How old is the concert series?
The concert series started last Sunday, and it will go for six Sundays. It starts at 6:30 in the evening at Shasta's Park in Mount Shasta.
Shasta's, is that a combination of Shasta and Solstice or something?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Okay. Tell us about the 100 Miles of Trails campaign that that the concerts support.
So this is an initiative with through the Mount Shasta Mountain Bike Association along with the Mount Shasta Trail Association to build sustainable legal trails in Siskiyou County. The hope is to try to connect a lot of the towns together, like Mount Shasta to Dunsmuir and Dunsmuir to McLeod and over to Weed, and so it gives a great recreational experience for not only mountain bikers, but people that like to walk the trails, walk their dogs, what have you, out on the trail system.
All right, so more than just for bikes then. We're talking about for all trail users.
Exactly.
Okay. Sounds like a quite extensive system. Is there a designation for which segment might be the first one to be constructed?
Well, it's already underway. There's been segments built in the Mount Shasta area, and there is some new trails built here the last 2-3 months. So it's kind of a... I'd say it's a 10-year plan to try to get 100 miles of trail. It's a lot of work to get the trails built, get everything permitted and designed and then put in. So it's kind of a long-range goal to get 100 miles of trail.
Do the 100 miles include the entire length of the old McLeod Railway east out toward Burnie, for example?
No, it does not.
Okay, because I understand that that's envisioned as well.
Yeah, this is kind of new trail systems that are not existing in the area currently.
So it sounds like a good cause for sure, but, I mean, how can the concerts be benefits if they're free?
We actually, I came up with the idea. We did a series last year at the park, and we're doing it again this year. The concert series is free mainly, because I think it's a great community event, to have people come and enjoy the concert. We do have a number of incredible sponsors, which helps pay for the concert series, but then really the concert series is there to raise awareness for the 100 miles of trail, and then we actually accept donations at the concert series. People can get onto the website and make donations there. This year we're actually raffling off a mountain bike, so if you donate to the trail system, that puts you in the hat to win a trail bike.
I saw the bike on the website for the Mountain Bike Association. That's a pretty swanky looking bike.
Yeah, it's a nice initiative to try to get people to want to donate and support the trail system.
Tell us about the bands and how you line them up and who they are.
So we been working on this beginning of the year to get bands lined up. We've got a number of bands this year, and a couple of them are more local, and then we've got a number of them. Some are from Portland. They've got some coming out of Denver. It's really just kind of a word of mouth of the concert series, and I've obviously got help with the concert series on the music side and approaching a lot of these artists to come and play. But the hope is to, keep the concert series going for many years. This is our second year, and we hope to keep it going.
And what's your day job when you're not busy trying to organize these concerts?
I'm the CEO for Owens Healthcare.
Which is what?
It is a business based out of Reading, and we do retail pharmacy and durable medical equipment, outpatient kind of healthcare services.
So you've got plenty to do, it sounds like, without having this in your spare time. How big a job has it been to get the concerts organized?
It's no small task, but fortunately there's a lot of great people in the Mount Shasta area that are very much supportive of the event, so I've got a lot of good help.
And how much room is there in Shasta's Park? I mean, where do people stand or sit or do whatever they do?
Yeah, it's pretty nice. It's a good venue. You know, you've got the backdrop is the mountain, Mount Shasta, so that's a good thing to be looking at during the concerts. We actually put up there's a stage there. We put up a shade structure this year, but there's a lawn area that you can sit. I kind of describe it as like a big barbecue in my backyard. You know, everybody comes and, you know, brings their, you know, food or beverages of whatever their choice is. And then, you know, there's plenty of parking. So there's a lot of room. You know, tennis courts, you know, bike park there. You know, people are doing a lot of different things during the concerts, but it's a nice area and there's a lot of room for people to run around.
Any guidelines on beverages, since you mentioned people bringing those? I mean, the things you can't bring?
You know, it's pretty open at this point. You know, everybody's been, you know, responsible, you know, on the beverage side. Yeah, people are, you know, able to bring beverages. You know, we just ask that, you know, everybody cleans up, you know, kind of pack in, pack out their stuff when they come to the concert.
We're going to go out with sounds of Sundown Poachers playing this Sunday. What time and what can you tell us about Sundown Poachers?
The Sundown Poachers are awesome. They're a local group, tons of energy. It'll be 6:30 this Sunday at Shasta's Park.
And how have the crowds been, and are you on target for fundraising?
You know, crowds are great. You know, fundraising is always a challenge. We could always use more, but we're making progress.
Okay, 100 Miles of Trails campaign is the recipient of donations that come in through the Mount Shasta Free Summer Concert Series. John Friesen is the founder of it. John, thanks for joining us on The Exchange today.
Thanks for having me.
And to take us to the end of the hour, Sundown Poachers.